This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. You can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18 plus, rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See McDonald's.com. And welcome again to Cottage Talk Full Time. I'm Russ Goldman. This is my full-time show, my match reaction right after the match of Fulham's 3-0 victory against Tottenham Hotspur at Craven Cottage on Saturday. Massive victory. Fulham now own North London at Craven Cottage. They have now won two matches against Spurs and Arsenal. Would you have believed that at the beginning of the season? Probably not. This is one of the reasons why this is going to be, I think, a very special season. Dare I say a better season than last season for Fulham. So I'm going to be on this show for about 15 minutes. We will have a full post-match show, an entire post-match show that I'm going to record on Sunday. I just wanted to do a quick show tonight just to talk about the match because I wanted to. And just want to mention, please do tell me who was your man of the match. I'll be sharing that at the end of the show. And please feel free to share your comments about this match. I would be happy to hear from all the Fulham supporters. So I'm going to start with my opening thoughts, and they are this. So I predicted a 2-1 victory. I have my keys to victory, and basically Fulham nailed it. Fulham nailed it. Marco's game plan, perfection. I'll give him credit on the starting 11. It was a little bit of a risk to play Sasa Lukic with Paulinha. It worked. They beat them on the counter. Everything I actually said they needed to do in my preview show, Fulham did. So credit to Marco, the coaching staff, and the players because they executed a fantastic game plan, beat Spurs badly on the counter, created so many opportunities, were the better team by far throughout the match. So you're going to hear on anywhere you are around the world, how bad Spurs were. And I'm going to tell you right now, the reason they were bad is that Fulham made them look bad. So I just turned on NBC Sports. They're doing it. I'm sure Sky Sports, BBC, everyone is going to talk about how bad Spurs were. Marginalize this victory for Fulham. Do not let them marginalize this victory. This is one of the best victories I can remember as a Fulham supporter, period. That's how big this is, okay? They've had some huge victories in the Europa League. Great escape. I can go on and on and on. This one's up there. In fact, I'll say right now, this one's better than the Arsenal victory early in the season, better than the Manchester United victory because this was a domination. Did they have the ball more than Spurs? No. But it just proves it's not how much possession you have. It's what you do with it. Now, Fulham were creating a lot of opportunities, and it looked like it might come back to bite them, as we've seen in a few matches. But they were clinical when they needed to. And that's the end of the story. So You're going to hear a lot of this if you're a Fulham supporter. Talk about how bad Spurs were. And just remember this. It takes two to tango. And Fulham made Spurs look poor today. End of story. Fulham deserve the credit. Spurs don't deserve the credit for playing badly. If they want to buy into that, that's fine. What's your excuse for winning the match last week? You were fantastic. Take it on the chin and say Fulham were the better side, period, in this match. Those are my opening thoughts. And like I said, I'll go through some of the highlights here. And honestly, I'm just over the moon. I predicted a 2-1 victory, so I didn't get the score right. But I actually had Rodrigo Muniz scoring two goals, so I actually got that right. So I'm very happy today, extremely happy with this Fulham victory. So I'm just going to share some comments. And here's a comment from a friend. It says, we made them look bad. I agree. Absolutely. So here's another comment. I'm just going to share. This is from Carl. He says, match of the day. We'll spend 20 seconds talking about Fulham and 10 minutes on why Spurs were poor. You're 100% right. Call them out on that because it should be the other way around. The match I watched, the broadcast I watched, it was all about Spurs. Now, I get that. They're the team on the rise. When you have a commentator talk about Ange, oh, Ange will get them going, it tells you that they are leaning one way, and that was towards Spurs. Whenever Spurs did anything, they would highlight that. When Fulham did something, it would more to do with what Spurs were not doing, and that was very frustrating. So here's from Warren. Now, I'm not going there yet. He says, could Muniz be our next Mitrovic? I don't know about that yet, but I want to give Rodrigo Muniz so much credit. He is playing fantastic, scored two goals. So I'm not going to say he's going to be the next Mitrovic, but he is playing very well. He's a confidence player. He keeps scoring. It's amazing what's going on with Rodrigo Muniz. Also, one thing I want to mention, if Spurs were so bad today, if they're so bad, right? If they're so bad, why have Fulham broken this record of scoring at least a goal in a match that goes back to last season? Something tells me it has something to do with Fulham, but that's not what you're going to hear in the media. There's no way you're going to hear that. If you listen to any Spurs podcast, which I plan on doing, it's all going to be about what Spurs did wrong instead of giving the proper credit to Fulham Football Club. That's how I'm going to start this show. That's how I feel. I feel strongly that Fulham will not get the credit that they deserve. And I'm telling you right now, they deserve it. One of the best victories in my lifetime following Fulham Football Club. Okay, so let's move on. Let's talk about the starting 11. And what's interesting here is that I thought he would play Tom Kearney, but he goes with Sasa Lukic. And I want to give the Fulhamish guys a lot of credit. They talked about that this might be a possibility. They weren't sure how this was going to look, if he was going to play Paulinho and Lukic together along with Pereira. It worked great. Let's just say it. It worked great. Lukic ends up scoring a goal. So it all worked great. So again, Marco, the players deserve a lot of credit. And he went back to playing how Fulham have played for the majority of the season. Getting the ball out wide. Anthony Robinson, so dangerous on the left with Willian. On the right, you had Alex Iwobi and Timothy Castagne. You were hurting them on both sides, and you were controlling the play in the middle of the pitch too. They could not handle Fulham Football Club. Did they create opportunities that were dangerous? Sure they did. But ask yourself, how many more opportunities did Fulham create? I'm here to tell you, it could have been more than 3-0. By the way, could have been 4-0. It could have been 5-0. It could have been 6-0. So for me, fantastic victory, but it all starts with the decisions that Marco made with the starting 11. He nailed it, and his game plan in general. His game plan was spot on, but it means nothing if your players don't execute it. So Fulham made it very difficult for Spurs to play. I think that was pretty obvious watching the match. And whenever they got the ball, they were flying forward. And it just worked. And again, that was one of my keys to beat them on the counter. The game plan was another key, along with just Marco winning the coaching battle. He set Fulham up for victory, and they didn't have any answers. until you want to say late in the match when they made so many substitutions and then they were more dangerous, but they could not score a goal. Just keep that in mind. So let's get to it. Let's talk about the first half, just my analysis on the first half. And I'll tell you right now that goal or no goal, Fulham were by far the better side in the first half. Yes, they scored late in the first half, but they were creating the more dangerous opportunities. Spurs were dangerous on a quick counter, similar to how Arsenal were against Fulham at Craven Cottage. I was a little bit nervous. There were these opportunities similar to how Arsenal scored against Fulham at Craven Cottage. I thought, uh-oh, here we go with that again. But it didn't come off. And for the most part, Fulham were very good defensively. Yes, Spurs created the opportunities, but they did not capitalize on them. And Fulham absolutely did. Were they wasteful at times, Fulham, in the first half with the opportunities that they had? Yes. There were some good saves by the goalkeeper. They were creating these opportunities. There was a wonderful opportunity from Rodrigo Muniz, and he just couldn't connect in front of net, but he connected two other times. So how can I be too critical here of Rodrigo Muniz? And let's talk about the goal. Listen, I have been very hard for the past 2 to 3 seasons on Jedi, Anthony Robinson, about his crossing. I'm going to shut my mouth right now because not only was his crossing great, he was great. He was so dangerous the entire match. He was at it for 90-plus minutes. He did not stop running that entire match. He was also very good defensively. He was just a complete two-way left back in this match. And his partnership with William was magic. But I think he could be man of the match, honestly. I thought he was great. I just want to mention that. And he was vital with that delivery for Fulham's first goal. So Fulham go into the half up 1-0, and I think it's deserved. In fact, I think that they should have been up by more. So now we go to the second half, and you are expecting a response from Tottenham Hotspur, and you got one. You got a response from Tottenham Hotspur. But you know what? When Fulham had their opportunity to score, they took it, and they were looked dangerous, like I said, early in the second half, just like they did in the first half, and they get the goal from Sasa Lukic. Again, great delivery, getting the ball wide, and then next thing you know, Sasa Lukic might have been off of his body. I don't care. It goes in the back of the net, and now you're up 2-0 at home. Still early in the second half. I got to tell you, until we got to stoppage time, did I feel comfortable? I still didn't feel comfortable. But you know what? They're up 2-0. I should have felt comfortable because they were in full control of this match from, honestly, from the beginning to the end. Obviously, I can talk about how Spurs were creating opportunities late in the match, and they certainly did, but they didn't connect. So I want to give a lot of credit to Fulham Football Club. Yes, they were wasteful, but listen, like I mentioned, Fulham could have scored a few more goals. And for anyone to point out and talk about how bad Tottenham Hotspur were, I'll keep saying until the end of this show, Fulham made them look bad. It's as simple as that. Don't buy that crap. Please reject that crap. If you got a fan coming to you, a Spurs fan or anyone else saying, well, it was a bad day at the office from Spurs. Yes, it was, but Fulham were the reason for the bad day. And I'll just leave it at that. So Fulham are up 2-0, but then they make it 3-0, and again, it's Rodrigo Muniz, and he just is in the right place at the right time. I hope he didn't hurt himself on this, but he scores the third goal, and then at that point, I should be feeling more comfortable, but I'm not. I've watched too much football from Fulham to be too comfortable, but I was just thrilled at that point. You're up 3-0, then they're making the all of their substitutions and trying to make it difficult on Fulham. They did, but they never scored. And then Fulham were making their substitution. They were just seeing the match out. Harry Wilson had a chance to make it for, like I said, Fulham. There were opportunities there for Fulham Football Club. It just didn't fall their way to make it more than 3-0. But I'll take it. I will take it. So that's the way it goes sometimes. But 3-0? That is a convincing victory against Spurs. Okay, coming up next to end this quick episode of Cottage Talk, I'm going to share who I think was man of the match. If you're watching live, feel free to share who was your man of the match.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app at participating restaurants. 18 plus. Serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See McDonald's.com. Okay. If you're watching live, share with me who was your man of the match. I'm just going to share some comments. Steve Reynolds. Let's see what we got from Steve. Third goal was Bassey leaving defender for dead and hitting the post before Mooney scores. Yes, you're right, Steve. You're absolutely right about Calvin Bassey. But you know what? It's still Rodrigo Muniz's goal. Okay, so who was your man of the match? You know what? I'm going to agree with this. I'm actually going to give it to Marco Silva. This fan says, man of the match, Silva. I'm going to give it to Marco Silva because he set Fulham up to succeed in this match. But there are so many players. I'm going to say right now, you could go Rodrigo Muniz. You could go Jedi. There are so many different ways. People you can mention, Iwobi. So I'm going to share the comments for man of the match, and that's how I'm going to end the show. Let's see. This is from Carl again. Robinson or Mooney's, you're going to see a lot of that. Gags Owen says Jedi. We've got Steve Reynolds saying Jedi or Iwobi. This fan says Money Muniz. Keep them coming. I'll keep sharing them until I end the show. It's got to be Muniz or Robinson, John Eden says. And of course, I agree with you, Black, White, and Fred. Marco is a genius. That's why I am going with Marco. That's what I'm going to do. Let's see what other comments we have. Tottenham slept on Fulham today and Fulham made them pay. Okay. We could say that as well. That's where you want to go on that. Ross says Jedi. Let's see what else we've got. And finally, Warren says Robinson never stopped. You are 100% right. Like I said, I've been one of his biggest critics, but I will call it what it is. When a player plays great, I will mention that. Congratulations, Jedi. You played like you were man of the match. And most are probably going to vote for you for man of the match. Maybe Rodrigo Muniz, maybe Iwobi. But Anthony Robinson deserves mention here. Steve says Muniz. Then I have Isaac saying Robinson. We're going back and forth between Robinson and Muniz. It's crazy. Black, White, and Fred. Robinson has been up for player of the season. He's played great this season, Black, White, and Fred. I'm not going to disagree with you. I know I've been hard on him. I just see the potential, and maybe the potential is now becoming reality. And I can say Russ Goldman was wrong about Anthony Robinson. I can say it. I have no issue saying that I've been wrong about him because he's improved his game to the point where he is an extreme asset. Stefan says Robinson. So all the credit deserves to Anthony Robinson for improving his game. I just want to mention that. Black, White, and Fred. Final comment I'll give to Black, White, and Fred. Crosses could be more consistent, but they've been better, Black, White, and Fred. You would have to agree with me on that. Okay. Well, that's going to do it for this quick episode of Cottage Talk. As always, please do subscribe on YouTube and Apple Podcasts. It does help other Fulham supporters find us. Well, that's going to do it for this episode. My name is Russ Goldman. Thank you as always for watching and listening to Cottage Talk, part of the TalkSport Fan Network. It's the 90th minute. And all to play for at the end of the match. All your mates are around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping. And you steal the last nugget. Snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. Are you in? I know I'm in. At participating restaurants. 18 plus. Serving times. Delivery fee and terms apply. See McDonald's.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.